This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Marie's in Laconia.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question regarding clover. I have my garden. Well, I had a death in the family, so I didn't get to working in the garden this spring. So my garden is overrun with clover. Does that mean there's low nitrogen in the soil?
Not necessarily. It just means that it is low in general with nutrients. Clover is something that doesn't need a lot of nutrients and all that to really grow in there. So it's almost like it needs a little bit of everything on there.
I kind of thought maybe it did because things bloom, but they don't bloom long. Like the irises was only like a week. Things just don't bloom long. It was a lot of sand there. I never had the soil tested, but so I don't know what it needs.
Yeah, so a lot of times, so something with clover, right? Clover doesn't need to have nitrogen, brought into it to fertilize it because it can actually pull the nitrogen from the atmosphere, right? So it doesn't need the nitrogen on there. So that's one thing. But a lot of times when the plants in there are, suffering, you probably need a little bit of everything, the phosphorus, potassium, the sulfur, calcium, all those things. So I would definitely be looking at adding, an all-purpose, something that's got a little bit of everything in it to that area to bring it up. At the same time, I'd also look at thinking about getting a soil sample done at some point just to kind of see where you're at and what you need to do. So, most clover do need we'll use a pH level of a 6 or higher. So your pH might not be bad, but it just might be those other nutrients that just aren't enough in the soil causing everything else to really, not grow as well as normal.
What would you recommend getting for a soil amendment like that? Are you talking like a 10-10-10? I have no idea. Something that's bio.
Yeah, so I would look at a 10-10-10. I personally would look at the 10-10-10 because it is an all-purpose. So it's giving a little bit of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. It has a few other trace elements in there, but that would be good. The other thing you could, you know, look at doing is, you know, not only putting that down as your granular, as your slower release,
mm-hmm.
using a liquid fertilizer to add the nutrients to it. You know, is it, you can use like a Neptune's Harvest. You can use, you know, a wettable powder type. That's one where it's a powder that you mix in water, like a Miracle-Gro. Adding any of those is going to help the nutrients now. What I would look at doing for the end of the season or spring is adding some sort of like compost or peat moss or some sort of like enriching mulch over the top of it and getting that mixed into the soil, because that's also going to help the longevity of the plants for the next few seasons.
Like peat moss?
Peat moss, compost, cow manure, any of those things to add to the soil to give mm-hmm. some other elements into the soil are definitely going to help, because they will help produce, you know, the compost in there has some of these nutrients in it, but it will also mm-hmm. feed the microorganisms in the soil to keep them going as well.
Okay, so now I have to pull out all that clover, right?
Unfortunately, that's the only way to get rid of it in a vegetable garden, right? If it's in a perennial garden, you could use some of the weed killers, the clover killer, because it knows.
It's a perennial garden.
So on the perennials, what I would look at is, I'm going to take a look at the back of the bottle of the clover. There is a clover, oxalis, and weed killer spray.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to look at while we're talking here is if it will kill perennials. And what type of perennials do you have?
Well, I have irises in there, peony, bee balm.
Tons of different ones, right?
Yeah, coreopsis.
Okay.
A lot of different ones. Yeah, I have some shrubs. Trying to think of.
So it says right on it. So this one you don't use in the garden beds. There are other options for you here. You can take a look at Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew. That one, that might be an option. I have to take a look a little bit deeper into it. If you can do it around plantings, they've redone this product, so it's a little bit different than it was before. It's not like a burnout like it used to be. You have to take a little bit more look into it, but if you can spray the weeds themselves and not the perennials, you could use a product like this or like a burnout and use that product in your garden beds. Sometimes what people will do is get like pieces of cardboard just in case of like a overspray and put it next to your perennials that you don't want it to mm-hmm. hit, so it doesn't hit the leaves, and just get the surrounding, you know, the clover area and spray over the top of that. And build it that way. So that could be definitely something to use.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of late in the season, so I kind of want to plant some things there. So probably it'd be easier to pull them up, right?
It would be very, it's probably, I mean, I'd say it's easier on the technical aspect of it, maybe not on your body. Is pulling weeds can hurt. I definitely understand that, but
if I did spray there, how long would I have to wait to put some?
If you were to use like a burnout or this lawn weed brew, it's usually like 7 to 10 days maximum after spraying that you can use it. The thing is, it's going to do is it's going to burn the outer coating of the leaf. The sun mm-hmm. is then going to help by drying out the plant and killing down to the root. You'll have to clean up a little bit after the fact.
Oh, sure.
But this is a way to do it.
And it's Captain Jack's.
And this one, they have a lawn weed brew. And then they have another. They've come out with a number of weed controls that have Captain Jack on the name now.
All right, I'll look at that. I just have one other quick question, if I can.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm wondering, you had the person on about the mosquitoes, but I'm concerned about the ticks, especially with all these weeds in the garden. What do you recommend using when you're out in the garden? I looked online, I saw all these products where you can even get the, what is it, permethrin?
Permethrin.
And stuff. Permethrin. Yeah. And those clothes are kind of expensive. I know you can buy a spray, but what do you do a lot of gardening. What do you recommend using?
Well, so I usually will spray the surrounding areas of the house early in the season with the 8 from Bonide. Spray the whole thing. 8, like the number. 8 Yard and Garden. I use that and spray the outside area first, like 15 feet into the woods. And then, to be honest, as a protection, I use like the bug spray with DEET. Myself. Okay. That's kind of what I do. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Okay.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust concentrate and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in New York.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I live in a small island off the coast of New London, Connecticut, and this is the second year of my gardening here. I've gardened for like over 40 years, and I started a raised beds in my backyard, and they're doing beautiful. I have a couple raised beds, and they're doing great and planting in the ground. And we have a community garden going here. This is the first year for the community garden, and it doesn't seem like they're doing as well over there. And I thought I knew what I was doing because they already filled the beds with compost. I don't know where they got their compost from. It's not the same source as what we get here, which is basically from the dump. They compost brush, and you can shovel as much as you want, but they got another sort of source of compost. But my beans, my bush beans, the leaves are yellow. Everything is, and I have some of the plants that I planted the same. The lettuce is not growing as fast. Everything is growing slow. And I looked at other beds, and they don't seem to be doing very well either. The growth is slow. I see some yellowing. Now I've added. I top dressed with manure. Coast of Maine, I put Jonathan Green lime, I added Garden Tone and natural alternative fertilizer, and I'm fertilizing with Neptune's Harvest. So the only thing is we don't have a good source of water, so we have to water by hand with a watering can, so most of the beds are pretty dry, but I've been trying to keep mine watered, and I mulched with straw. So I'm thinking we should probably get a soil test, but I don't see the beds. I don't know whether because it's the first year or could there be something harmful in the soil is what I'm more concerned about. The yellowing. I planted yellow bush beans, but I don't remember the leaves being yellow. And some of my lettuce looks a little yellowy, which means you're lacking nitrogen. But I've added all that I know of to the soil. Can you think of anything?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you've done a great job with all the extra products that you've done there. That's it's a good thing. When it comes to yellowing leaves on like bush beans, whatnot, you know, the soil, we take a look at that and see what's there. You know, you've added organic matter, you've done the compost, you're doing fertilizer, all those things. So it seems pretty good. Then we kind of look at sunlight. Is it sunny? Obviously it is.
Yeah, full sun.
Watering kind of brings to mind, you know, you're doing the best you can to keep it watered. But is it missing some water here and there? Maybe that could be part of it.
Yeah, I think it's not enough water.
You can't
really water by hand. They have those water jugs like you're drinking, and I fill up maybe 10 gallons at a time. It's not an easy way to water. You have to transport the water.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's not a good way. They have a cistern there that they need a pump for. You know, they got the fire department to donate some water, but it gets low and they can't, you know, it trickles. You're still using a watering can, so it's not enough.
Yeah.
The main thing is, like I said, you don't have a good way to water.
I think that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But what I would, you know, just tend to look at is if the leaves are, if they're turning yellow, but they're turning yellow in a way where it's like in between the margins of the veins of the leaves and then going to it, that maybe it's a insect or a fungus. It seems more like it's a watering issue. I'd take a look at just maybe, you know, with the fertilizing that you're doing. I mean, it's helpful because it is, you know, the plants are weak. They're having an issue. So giving them something like that is only going to help them. But I'd look to see, you know, if a soil sample can be done, because honestly, I think that might be one of the best things for the longevity of.
I'm a little suspicious because I thought the compost was the same as what we use, everybody on the island uses, but they said no. They got it from some other contractor, and it was free, because I think they would have been charged for the community garden. But I thought it was better, but I don't think it... Now, could there be something in the soil that's harmful?
I don't believe so, to be honest with you. A lot of times with compost, it has to get to a pretty high heat in order for it to compost, and it kills a lot of those things. But a soil sample could tell you that as well. So I think you're going to be okay. All right?
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Gil. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News.
The CDC director gave her seal of approval on COVID-19 vaccines for everyone 6 months or older, meaning children can immediately begin to get vaccinated. The decision follows the CDC's Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices' unanimous vote to recommend vaccines for children older than 6 months. According to new reports, police officers responding to last month's mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school never even tried to open the door to the classroom where young children were trapped with the gunmen. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed during that time. The police response to the deadly attack is currently under investigation by the Texas Ranger and the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
An investigative report shows that two Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. The officers were a part of the team that arrived at the hotel where Saget was found. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. WikiLeaks founder is being extradited.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Gail, and in regards to what could be in the soil, just wanted to follow up. Do you have some more about that, Gail?
I think that might cover it. I was just bush beans. I think when I planted them over a month ago, and they're only, I think, maybe 6 inches tall at the most and not producing anything. I remember in the past getting beans like a month later. Does it seem a little slow to you?
I mean, it might be a little bit slow on this because, but the season, usually at this point we've had some excessive heat, if you will. We haven't had like a prolonged period of heat. It's cooled down more often than not, so I think that's why it could just be a little bit slower this year. I wouldn't worry about that. As long as they're growing, I would just continue to watch the yellowing leaves and make sure it's all set there.
Okay. Just one more question.
Sure.
I had a problem with aphids last year that I've... They must love this island. I didn't notice it until late in the season on my broccoli and kale, and it was devastating. And I couldn't get on top of it soon enough. I'll just have to watch. What would you recommend to spray with?
Hey, for aphids on your vegetables, I mean, you're going to want to go obviously something organic on there,
right?
Because you're going to use it. You could be using like your all seasons oil, right?
That's what I used. Yeah,
yep.
They were so bad. And we didn't really get a killing frost till in November. It was like ridiculous. So
what I would look at doing is knowing that happened at that time. Make sure you get ahead of it, and that's part of just being safe. So you could use that. You could also use, there's a product out there called Tomato Vegetable and Vegetable 3-in-1, which is also
okay.
A disease and miticide connected to it. So if you're worried about any diseases hitting, that could be part, that could be on there just to help it out.
Okay, who makes that?
And that's a Bonide product as well.
Bonide, okay, all right. I'll just have to be more looking out for the bugs earlier. So in the past having that much problem with aphids, so, but they must like it here.
Well, and just knowing that it, you know, has popped up and it has happened in the past, you know, I might be using that All Seasons or the Tomato 3-in-1 as a preventative for it.
Yep.
Because that's something that if it's happened in the past and it's happened, yep, it might just happen again.
Yeah. How often can you spray with the All Seasons?
It's usually every 10 to 14 days.
10 to 14. Okay.
Okay.
Problem is you get a rain, and then sometimes it washes it off, right?
Yeah, so it usually if it doesn't rain for about 24 hours, it's on there for a good 7 days with no problem. It's just that if you put it on and then it washes off, that could be, you know, that would be the reason why it is not working. But I would say that as long as you can get it 24 hours of being dry, you should be okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for your help. Okay, appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Hyannis.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, great. Thanks. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One, I have a crab apple tree that they grow very densely, and I want to open it up and thin it out. Can I do that this time of year?
Yeah, I have no problem with you doing that. What I would look at doing, start off with any dead and damaged branches. From there, move on to any cross branches. So any branches that are rubbing up against each other, those would be one of my first. And then on the next one would be look at the sucker growth. Sucker growth is important to get rid of as well. Those are the branches that just come right out the side and then come out like half an inch and then shoot directly straight up and down. They can be all over the plant. That's going to take away from the plant, which will allow you to allow the plant to kind of fill out. But those three items would be the ones I'd be looking at first and then do any of the regular pruning that you would look to do.
Right. Okay. And the second question I have is that we need to plant a barrier. Some trees fell down during a storm between our house and the neighbor's house. And we want to plant something there to block the view. And I've been advised against Leyland cypress. Apparently they grow high and then they lose their bottom leaves or limbs. Is that correct?
I mean, they can. If they're taking care of prunes, taking care of that way, they shouldn't. But Leyland cypress would be a fine idea for down there in Hyannis. I mean, I don't see a huge issue for it.
Any other plants you'd recommend?
You could look at some different pines. You could look at, arborvitaes would be fine down there to a point. But pines might be easy for you to put in.
The area is a little wet. It's clay and sand, and it's a little wet area.
And how much is it? Full sun?
It is pretty much, I'd say 60-70% sun.
Okay, I mean, so it kind of opens up. Arborvitaes would be fine down there. Are you looking for something to stay evergreen?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
You might even be able to put some styles of like rhododendrons there, some hollies, right? Some of those will take full sun. Some of the Japanese hollies will take a little bit more sun and be open in that area, which, you know, they're not going to get like 10 feet tall, but some will get 6 to 8 feet tall and at least break down some of that area. But
that's all we need.
Yeah, so look at maybe like a Japanese holly in there. That might be a nice, you know, something different that not everybody has as a blocking area.
Right. Yeah, we need to cover about, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 feet. Of length.
All right. I mean, the Japanese holly, they have a lot of different versions. I would kind of stay away from, like, the sky pencil because that doesn't give you any width. It just gives you height. They have some Steeds holly that, you know, can kind of form pyramids. But that's kind of, you're not, you know, you'd have to get a few in there.
Right.
Let's see, what other varieties do they have here? I'm just, some of these are compact, so you'd have to take a look at the variety because there are some that say 2 to 3 feet tall, right? But the good thing about these is you can kind of actually shape them with, like, head shears, too. So it's not just, you know, going crazy like it would. But I think there's a Hetz Japanese holly that does all right down in that section, which can get like 5 to 8 feet tall, 4 to 6 feet wide. You can put a few of those in there. It's a Crenata. It's Ilex Crenata is the variety. If you went to a local garden center, they'll know exactly what it is. But they have a few styles of it. You want to make sure it's not the dwarf because the Hetz has a Helleri, which stays smaller. We want to just make sure it's the Hetz, the Hetz Japanese holly.
And how are you spelling that?
Hetz? H-E-T-Z.
Oh, like it sounds.
Yeah. But you're looking for that. Ilex Crenata is the style, and you can really get some with the height that you're looking for and create that. And they do better in a Cape zone, so.
Uh-huh.
That might be a good option for you. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
No problem, George. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Joanne is in Osterville.
Joanne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. First of all, could you pronounce or even spell out the mosquito site that was mentioned earlier?
Yep. The company is Summit Responsible Solutions. The website for Summit is Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, and it's responsible, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-L-E. Solutions. So solutions, solutions.com, and it'll bring you to their website, Summit Responsible Solutions, and has all their information right there.
Great, thanks so much. It didn't come over very clearly when you were speaking about it.
You could also just type in Summit Chemical, that's another one that'll go right to it.
Okay. My question is, we had a bit of rain here this morning, early morning. Not much. It was more like a shower. But I want to fertilize, and I'm wondering if I can fertilize and not have to soak the lawn again. The rain was very little.
I would, if it was very little, I might just try and water a little bit, but you could without it. I think it hasn't been too dry. Are you still seeing the moisture on the ground, or is it kind of already dried up?
Oh, yes. No.
If the moisture's still on the ground, then I have no problem with you just fertilizing over the top and not watering. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. I would be doing multiple Magical, Love Your Soil, Step 3, and I plan on putting down some Grub-X as well.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with you doing all of that.
Okay, and the Grub-X, Should I use the long term or the one that 24 hours?
Use the GrubX because that's the season long. That'll take you all of the rest of June, July, and August.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Joanne. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got about 35 seconds before the break. So we're just going to hold off on any other calls until the other side. It's a beautiful day out there. Nice and cool. Time to get outside and enjoy it. Because it looks like later in the week it starts to warm up in the 80s. You know, mid to high 80s. For those who love the heat, have at it. For myself, I'll be sitting in AC. Anyways, give us a call. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got a couple of calls on the line, so when I get right to them, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Regarding, I got a 10,000 foot lot, put down 15,000 of Magi-Cal and a 15,000 bag of Love Your Soil.
Okay.
And I use the Jonathan Green organic lawn food throughout the year too, except in the very beginning of spring. So my question to you is, I got a lot more clover than I've normally seen in the past, and I was wondering what contributes to clover growth.
Well, so it's a number of things. Clover's been all over the place. It has been one of the most asked questions I've had in the garden center of it being out there. A lot of it can be, windblown when it gets to seed, which would be those white flowers. That could be the majority of it. It's if you're taking care of it, but somebody else isn't. That could be part of it.
Yeah, that's my problem. I got neighbors that don't take care of it, and as a result,
they're probably just coming through from there.
Okay. So, in regards to killing it, the bonite, is this a good time of the year that weed killer there for killing the clover?
It would just yeah. So there's a nice. There's a spray, the clover chickweed oxalis killer.
Yes.
I think that would work very well because it's active right now. So definitely get rid of it that way. It will kill the clover and some other weeds, but it won't kill the lawn. The thing about it is, in about 14 days, it's going to be all gone. And you might be thinking, oh, it's too hot to be putting seed down. I'd still put seed down as long as you can water it and take over, because what happens is if we let an area go, any other weeds are going to just grow in that area because they have nothing to compete with. So we want to make sure you kind of overseed after the fact and just continue to water it while you can, because that'll help the long-term aspects of getting rid of the clover. Because if they have nothing, if clover can't get into the areas and can't compete because there's too much lawn, that's your most organic way of preventing the clover from forming.
All right, so I was thinking that if I went through all that laborious task with the neighbors that don't take care of it, would I still end up with a problem? I won't if I end up with a thick lawn.
That's the thing. Taking care of the lawn, making it thicker, and taking care of it that way is going to help prevent it really from spreading in there. So a thicker lawn, the less that it can really establish itself.
So what will happen is that after you use that weed killer, it'll turn brown and then just die off. The surrounding grass that's embedded in it will not be enough to fill in, you don't think?
I don't think so. I would, because in some of these areas it can really, stretch and go all over the place. So I think I would be putting some seed down just over the top. No matter what time of the year it is during the growing seasons, I can't stress it enough that putting seed down even in the middle of the summer, as long as you can water it, is better than just leaving it with nothing, because then other weeds from all over the yard, your neighbor's yard, are just going to blow right in there, the weed seeds, and form.
Would the fall be better the time to do that?
Not to kill the clover. So the clover is a spring, more spring into the summer, and it's not really as out there during the fall. Again, this is probably the clover. The best time to really do it is mostly in May into the beginning of June. And we're only middle of June. So I think you still got plenty of time to do it. Either way, grass seed afterward, 14 days later.
Sure. But in regards to the fall, the clover is still there.
It's not, you don't have as much time for the lawn to establish, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
And depending upon when you do it, you really have to plan it out. And if you can plan it out, great. Just realize that sometimes after the first dose, it takes a 14 day afterwards, you might have to spray it a second time. So that puts you a month. So make sure you're maybe trying to kill it at the middle to end of August to give you time to seed if that's what you're looking to do.
So the bottom line is, May's the best time to do it and use that growing season. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my dad up there. I know you're watching down on us. Till next week, be good to each other and get out there and plant something.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.